You're listening to Grant Edwards, 88.1 FM, The Wireless, The World at 5. The Wireless. Weather.
Very good morning to you. 1 minute past 5 o'clock. Good morning. Thanks for joining me. Let's whip over and have a look at the weather. First of all, the extremes. Well, it looks like Kaitaia. That's the warmest place to be out there at the moment with 17.8 degrees. The eastern Rangitaiki has 9.3 degrees at the moment. Christchurch is the windiest place with 30 kilometres of wind. And it's dry right throughout all the main centres at the moment. So that's great, isn't it? It's not good for the farmers, though. We want a bit of rain, but we've got rain coming this week and it could be very heavy. Invercargill currently 12 degrees. Along with Dunedin and Timaru. The Chatham Islands has 11 degrees this morning, and Queenstown, very warm down there. I hope it doesn't melt the snow. 14 degrees. Oh boy. Christchurch, 13 degrees. Blenheim's on 12. Over to the west coast, Franz Josef, 13. Westport, 14. Nelson, 15. And to the bottom of the South Island there, and we've got Wellington at 12 degrees, Masterton 13, a bit warmer this morning, 16 in Palmerston North, New Plymouth on 14, Napier 15, Taupo and Rotorua both on 16 and 12 respectively, Gisborne 15 degrees, Hamilton 17, Tauranga 15, Auckland 16, Whangarei 17 and Kaitaia top of the pops with 17.8 degrees. The short forecast valid for all New Zealand, valid until midnight tonight. Did I say, I said that round the wrong way, didn't I, Digger?
Yeah, you're supposed to say short forecast for all New Zealand, valid until midnight tonight.
Ah, thanks. Well, perhaps you could do that.
Well, I could do if you want me to.
Well, perhaps we could think about that and you could do it next week.
Okay, thanks.
So first of all, for the north half of the North Island, from Taranaki to Taupo northwards, fine and cloudy periods with the odd light shower at times. Gisborne, a few showers. Whanganui to Taihape, also Wellington and Hawke's Bay and Wairarapa, mainly fine today. For Gisborne, we did. For Buller, Nelson, Marlborough, Canterbury and Otago, fine apart from areas of cloud tomorrow morning. That's to this morning. It'd be this morning and also this evening. And for Southland, cloud and coastal showers clearing. Oh, this must be a bit old. Oh, having another refresh. It was done late last night, the look of it. So what have we got? Oh, no, things have changed. It's now 15 degrees and Auckland's the hottest place. Tiana's the coldest with just 2 degrees. Oh, that put a bit of a change on things, didn't it? Christchurch, windy down there, not so bad. 22 degrees and currently dry, so at least it's dry. The temperatures are pretty much the same except that Blenheim's on 2 degrees. Oh dear, yes, oh boy, and it's a bit cool in Wellington, Gisborne as well with 8 degrees. Sorry about that, I should have refreshed it. Let's have a look at that again. For the northern half of the North Island, from Taranaki to Taupo northwards, fine and cloudy periods with the odd light shower at times. There we are. For Gisborne, a few showers, mainly in the north today. Whanganui to Taihape, also Wellington and Hawke's Bay and the Wairarapa, mainly fine. You've got some morning fog patches this morning, north of Bulls in the east, and evening cloud in the west. For Buller and also for Westland and Fiordland. You've got a few showers in Fiordland with mainly fine elsewhere, showers spreading throughout from this evening. And rain developing in Fiordland. Yeah, that's what I was saying. That's what I read about last night. Remaining South Island areas, you've got areas of low cloud or fog clearing in this morning. It's going to be fine, apparently. Clearing to fine. But it's the remaining areas. Becoming partly cloudy this evening in Nelson, Otago and Southland. And for the Chathams, mostly cloudy, just cloudy for the Chathams. There we are.
You know, one thing that Davos, you might say, and the people come here stand up for is liberal democracy.
Well, it's laughable that you would, or anyone would describe Davos as protecting liberal democracy. It's
equally, standing up for it.
It's equally laughable to use the word dictatorship at Davos and aim that at President Trump. In fact, I think that's absurd. But I'm going to step aside from that constructive criticism and instead answer your question. President Trump, if he's the next president, for that matter, I think whoever the next conservative president is going to take on the power of the elites. The very reason that I'm here at Davos is to explain to many people in this room and who are watching, with all due respect, nothing personal, but that you're part of the problem. Political elites tell the average people on 3 or 4 or 5 issues that the reality is X, when in fact reality is Y. Take immigration. Elites tell us that open borders and even illegal immigration are okay. The average person tells us in the United States that both rob them of the American way of life. They're right. President Trump will take that on behalf of the average American. Elites also tell us that public safety isn't a problem in big American cities. Just travel to New York or Washington or Dallas, Texas. The average person will tell you that the lack of public safety damages not just the American way of life, but their life. President Trump will take that on. I guess the favorite at the World Economic Forum. Climate change. Elites tell us that we have this existential crisis with so-called climate change, so much so that climate alarmism is probably the greatest cause for mental health crisis in the world. The solutions the average person know based on climate change are far worse and more harmful and cost more human lives, especially in Europe during the time that you need heating, than do the problem and the problems themselves. The fourth, China. The number one adversary, not just to the United States, but to free people on planet Earth. Not only do we at Davos not say that, we give the Chinese Communist Party a platform. Count on President Trump ending that nonsense. Fired by the wise words of Javier Milei, who said that he was in power not to guide sheep, but to awaken lions. That's what the average American and the average free person on planet Earth wants out of leaders.
There you go. It's 6 minutes past five. Good morning to you. And if you're having a birthday today on the, oh, I've got here, the, it's actually the 8th, isn't it? But I've got to tell you what happened on the 7th, because on the 7th, the first state secondary school opened. That was on Sunday. The first state secondary school in New Zealand, Nelson College, opened a temporary premises in Trafalgar Street with a roll of 8 boys. It eventually attracted boys from around the country as well as the local lads. And now, right now in 2024, has a roll of 1,000 and continues to take both boarders and day pupils. The original wooden school building burnt down in 1904, and a new brick building opened in 1907 suffered severe damage during the 1929 Murchison earthquake. The school's clock tower collapsed during the severe shaking and showering the main entrance with rubble. Remarkably, only 2 boys suffered injuries. Notably, old boys include Nobel Prize winner Ernest Rutherford and Elon Musk, the one here in New Zealand, Best, is it? Peter Best or something. Peter something. He's the one that runs that other fake thing that designs rocket engines for NASA. That's all they're doing. It's the Rutherford engine, remember that? So Ernest Rutherford, he split the atom, didn't he? He went there to Nelson Boys. Victoria Cross recipient Leonard Trent, Commonwealth Secretary General, Deputy Prime Minister Don McKinnon, and 2 Labour Prime Ministers, Wallace or Bill Rowling, and, of course, Geoffrey Palmer. Another claim to fame in the school's association with, rather is the school's association with rugby. A Nelson College team played Nelson Town in one of the first football games played in New Zealand under rugby rules in May 1870. And that all happened on this day in history. It's 8 minutes past five.
88.1 FM, The Wireless, New Zealand News.
Right, well, we'll skitter around the newspapers and see what's cooking now. We'll go to, where should we go first, Grant? Should we have a quick look at the rural news? No, we won't do that. We'll do that later. I want to bring your attention to the Hatchett Report as well. If you don't know of the wonderful doctor, HatchettReport.com, they're H-A-T-C-H-A-R-D, report.com. Make sure you get over and have a look at that. His latest, just give you the headline for that one. How did the medicines regulatory system fail us so badly, Guy Hatchard? So we'll hear from him. And also, I think I was put onto them from the centrist, actually. And also, the New Zealand coroner, they rule on a teen's death of post-vax death. It's very interesting that the facts are that this was the myocarditis caused by the mRNA vaccine received 10 days earlier, or by the trace amounts of viral particulate in the body. Critics argue that the presence of viral, and the critics include Hatchett, of course, that the viral particles may be normal and should not detract from potential vaccine-related casualty. That's right. All right, so we'll go to, where should we go? Where should we go this morning, Digger?
Why don't we go south, Ollie? Because we don't often do the southeast, the mainlanders.
All right, we'll look at the Post and the latest stories there, just sort of have, it's all at sight, so that every time I'm here, it's all at sight, because I don't get up early enough to look, read every article. Okay, well, first of all, road to disaster, a lack of communication and a man's death. This is the front page of the Post. As George Luke and his partner drove along a road managed by 2 councils, they were unaware it was blocked by a landslide and danger lay ahead. Oh, you have to go to thepost.co.nz to get the details of that one. Now, patch ban politics. Ooh, one gang, 2 patches and a bitter 3-year battle. Politicians, they want to ban gang patches publicly, but nobody seems to appreciate how important they are to members. a key part. Well, who cares how important they are to them? Listen, they've got the right. I'm on the gang side on this one, about the only thing I'd be on their side on. They've got the right to express themselves, and wearing a patch, wearing a T-shirt or whatever you want to wear, that's all. You know, we're not the police aren't there. They've got to stop bloody crime and forget about what people are wearing. You're not the bloomin' dress police, and it's just ridiculous. They're not intimidating. I find gangs aren't at all intimidating to the public. And if you think they are, then you need there's something wrong up top. But they, normally all the fighting goes on amongst themselves. And if you're involved with the gang, well, you know, there's, you know, live by the sword, die by the sword. Now, the team that hit the rocks, the Lincoln College cricket team, was on a doomed Wahine, on the Wahine Ferry in 1968. Oh, I remember that. Oh, dear. And the wicketkeeper, Peter Jerram, he's recorded the experience in a book. He's just done a brand new book there. Good on you, mate. And Fijoa Fervor, New Zealand's mean green obsession with an ancient fruit. It's actually Chinese gooseberry, isn't it? Oh no, it's Fijoa. Sorry, I'm getting mixed up with kiwi fruit. Fijoa's mania once again sweeps the country. Commercial growers are urging Kiwis to do the unthinkable, pay for their fix, costs a fortune. But most people didn't. We used to have Fijoa trees, and why would you go and buy them? I mean, gosh, I mean, everyone used to have them. Finally, a history of Maori journalism on our shelves. Dr. Atta Kohu Middleton, she's written a definitive history of how Maori crafted the news. How Maori craft the news. Craft. She shouldn't be crafting, she should just be reporting. How Maori craft the news. That's really weird, isn't it? You shouldn't be crafting anything, love. She's got the barcode there, featuring stories, history, and tikanga in news gathering. Oh, okay. ADHD prescribing rules costing New Zealand billions. ADHD. It's all vaccine related. If you go to Steve Kirsch, KIRSCH.com, SteveKirschSubstack.com, you'll find out that all of the problems that we are having with our young people and ourselves are caused through childhood vaccines. And now we've got this new problem since 2021 where we've got people high rates of cancer, high rates of sudden death syndrome, and that's all caused by the mRNA COVID vaccine. And we'll be having a look at a report from Guy Hatchett in just a few moments, almost half past. I think I'm running a bit late, so I'm going to. I might be a couple of minutes late, but who knows? There could be a bit of a lag or a slag or whatever it is on the whatever you're listening to me on. Most people are on the apps. Oh, I've just clicked over to see, and now I've forgotten where I am. Gosh, you're at the Post. Oh, yes, the Post. All right, there we are. So, doctors, advocates, and MPs are calling for a change to ADHD. Prescribing rules that could save New Zealand billions of dollars. Yeah, just chuck out all the pharmaceuticals. And then thousands march on Parliament in Gaza protest. The march from the Civic Square to Parliament marks 6 months from the Gaza-Israel fuse being lit. Okay. And unexplained fire in Wellington House under investigation. Fire crews were called to an abandoned house just before midnight. Story there by Tom Hunt. And what else have they got here? Dame Susan Devoy, quite good at getting up people's noses. New Zealand sports icon and former the Race Relations Commissioner talks threats, regrets, and why former MP John Key should have taken her advice. Heritage listing tunnels, stations, a bridge too far. Too far to ponder. The idea of adding Melton Station to the heritage list has Regional Council Chair Darren Ponter yearning for bulldozers and TNT. Does he? Well, milling. Oh, did I say, what did I say? Melton or something? Milling station. Okay. Oh, sorry about that. Yeah, you're not on the ball this morning. Oh, well, we'll get there. We'll get on the ball. Go and make me a coffee. Might need a coffee. Now, a complaint made against three detectives in controversial murder case. The homicide has already seen police and top Crown solicitor ordered to pay significant costs for mistakes. But now the action of three senior officers are coming under further scrutiny. My Wellington, City's Arts, Java and Dog Parks get Mayor's vote. Outside her mayoral duties, Tory Whanau, what's that? Family, Tory family, Tory Whanau, loves walking her dogs and sitting. Who cares? Just run Wellington. Forget about that and stop being a pisshead and going out to bars and making nuisance of yourself. Now, you've been robbed. Speaker on the move, a senior visual journalist, Robert Kitchen, who worked for the Post in the political gallery in Parliament, offers an insight into his favourite photo of the week. What is this? You've been robbed. What's his name? Rob. Oh, it's Robert. Robert Kitchen. Okay. The winning lotto. How do you spend $8 million on a salary? What's this? Winning lotto every day. How to spend an $8 million salary. With the financial year over, we see the eye-watering pay some of the New Zealand's top CEOs take home. It would be. I spoke to Barry Coleman once. He said when he was running Property Press, when he owned Property Press, before he sold it to Kerry Packer, ACP Media, before he sold it to him, he said it was like winning the Golden Kiwi every day, every week. Every day, not every day, every week. Or, you know, Property Press, like winning the Golden Kiwi, which was sort of like now Lotto has taken over. Gosh, it's hot.
Well, you got your hoodie on. Take your hoodie off.
Well, it was cold when I'm really hot now. But now my headphones have gone with it. Just a minute. I'll just get myself. I'm in a right state now. Oh, now I've lost everything. Just hold on a minute. I'll be back in a minute. Just let me find my ear muff. One of my muffs has fallen off my ear muff. You know, my headphones, the little muffy things has fallen off. So I'll be back in a jiffy. We'll have Katie Hopkins and I'll be back in a minute. It's just gone at 5:15.
Breaking news here in batshit bonkers Britain, where J.K. Rowling has been an overnight hero by saying, a man is a man, and arrest me, to Police Scotland. Something many of us have wanted to do for a long time. It's really something, isn't it? When we're celebrating a woman not being arrested for calling a man, and we take it as some kind of proof that we still have our freedoms. In other news, the Royal Mail would like to deliver the mail whenever they feel like it, really, despite charging you about £4 for a stamp. Those of us who remember when Royal Mail used to deliver twice a day for the price of a curly-whirly see it as proof that this country really is going to hell in a handcart. And finally, the EV market is collapsing, electric cars, but no one can talk about it. Apple have given up. Hertz is getting rid of its EV cars altogether. Ford and GM are pulling back faster than a bloke in a club with a fat bird when the lights go on at the end of the night. That's it.
Oh, no, Katie. And the same thing's happening here, isn't it, in New Zealand? Actually, I've got a refresh on the Otago Daily Times as well. We'll have a look at them. Speedway celebrity charity event rolls on after freak near-miss accident. Oh, yeah, I looked at the video of that. A freak crash at the Dunedin Speedway did not get in the way of a group of New Zealand celebrities banding together to go head-to-head in the race to raise money for charity. That video, whew, go and have a look at it. This car crashes I think it went up over the top of another car, and it actually just shot up in the air on a 45 degree and hit the top of the fence and then catapulted over the fence. Luckily, no one was killed in that incident. All right, now, designer take creations to the streets, a collection of, hang on, just let me go back one, that's gone and moved on me. A collection of Dunedin's fashion designers helped to temporarily turn the city's main street into a fiesta of fashion. That happened on Saturday. And what else have we got here? Rural southern hospitals are calling for more funding amid canary in the coal mine negotiations to return Oamaru Hospital to government ownership. There's a story there. And a mixed reaction to the banner. A climate protest group has issued a wake-up call to visiting Dunedin cruise passengers about the industry's emissions. And that's the main stories in Dunedin. There we are. That's the main ones. Yes, and I'll be back in a minute. We'll go to One News and we'll have a look at the rest of the country. How's that? This is J.B. Mooney, or J.B. Mooney, they call him. He is one of the greatest bull riders of all time. And this is him about smoking.
Cigarettes. He likes cigarettes like I like smoke. I have a smoke.
What's the craziest place you've ever smoked?
Oh. Well, I actually told them just recently. I was in Lewiston, Idaho, at the hospital with a broken neck. And I asked the lady if I could walk around in the hospital, and she said, yeah. And I asked her if I could go downstairs, and she said, no, because I had a heart monitor on. And she said, why do you want to go downstairs? I said, I'm going Either option A, I go on the elevator, I go downstairs, I smoke a cigarette outside, and I come back in. Or option B, I find somewhere in here to hide and smoke in here. I said, I'd rather do option A. It's more polite, respectful, but I'm not above option B.
My dream of Cindy. This teleplay is based on a dream, but one we all wish we never needed to have. Any resemblance of the characters to any person living or dead is purely coincidental.
And now that I have gotten the virtual signalling out of the way, I have a confession to make. My time as New Zealand Prime Minister was a complete bust. I made millions of dollars pushing the Pfizer jabs onto 90% of the useless eaters. I lied and I cheated, but I made it happen. That was because I was granted the honour of being the single source of truth. However, I have a further confession to make. My words weren't the truth, but by Satan, it made me fucking rich. In New Zealand, the real source of truth is Kelvin Alp, Hannah Spearer, and the team at Counterspin Media. If you want to know the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, do not listen to me. Instead, listen to Counterspin Media at counterspinmedia.com. And while you're there, make a huge donation to help relieve me of my guilt. Go to counterspinmedia.com.
Counterspinmedia.com. Where lies come to die.
And of course, that is parody. Now, Verstappen, he bounces back with a dominant win in the Japanese Grand Prix. That was a very lovely race. That's what he said to the team over the radio just after crossing the line. And a person dies after a single vehicle crash in Northland. The crash on Mamua Road in Hikarangi last night was reported to police at 20 past 7. And a pair of Olympic rowing dream kept alive with funding assistance. The New Zealand women's double of Brooke Francis and Lucy Spores have been given an Olympic boost with a nice big fat check. Suicide Prevention Office, Stoush Opportunity to Rethink. Mental health advocates say confusion this week over whether or not the office would close is an opportunity to rethink how we look at public health, mental health in New Zealand. And the Blues halfback, Guyton, he was told to leave his mental problems at home. Guyton, who played 24 times for the Auckland Blues, died in November. He committed suicide in November 2023 at the age of only 33. And backpackers consumed by flames, and that sounds worse than it is. No backpacker was consumed. It's the backpackers hostel, and it was consumed by flames in Auckland's Parnell and St George's Bay Road, I think it was. Police, fire and emergency in New Zealand, St John's ambulance. They were all on the scene. We'll look at that with in a bit more detail a bit later on in the program. It's almost 25 past five. Ratna followers commemorate 100 years since the petition taken to Parliament. About 100 members mark the occasion in Auckland where the historic pilgrimage began. Exotic parasite, and this is more bullshit from the medical, more rubbish to sell you stuff. Dog owners asked to be alert but not alarmed. Christchurch Staffordshire Bull Terrier found with an exotic parasite, Babesia gibsoni, will be euthanised, is due to be euthanised. There we are. And the dog's just got this terrain is run down. He's not well, and they're calling it a parasite. Just more rubbish. Divine Century. This is cricket now. Divine Century, heavenly for the White Ferns. New Zealand skipper smashes ton to lead her side home with a rare win against England. An Auckland kidnapping accused man has been named. Now, we'll give you the name a bit later on. Other suspects still at large. Police say a gun was fired at the property on Sunny Haven Avenue in Beachhaven on Tuesday, and a woman was forcibly put into the car. Over to Te Papa now, and one level of Te Papa is to close for 9 months at least for repairs. It's not yet known exactly how long the repairs will take or how long the gallery will remain closed. And Latrell's stupid acts see him charged, facing minimum three-game ban. He's lucky that's all he got. Rabbitohs coach Jason Demetriou's concedes the fullback's indiscretions were costly in last night's defeat. That was Saturday night's defeat in Sydney. And a pilot's been injured after a light plane crash in Canterbury over the weekend. Emergency services responded to the crash landing at the Peel Forest area at about 2:30 p.m. on, when was that, Sunday? Yeah, it was Sunday. Yeah, there you go. Hawke's Bay rugby game called off after a gang shooting. gang-linked shooting. The game was abandoned with 10 minutes to play. A van was shot at during the gang-related incident. It was peppered with pellets from a shotgun blast. Luckily, it wasn't up close because there were people in there and no one was hurt. Rebel Wilson, she breaks silence on Sacha Baron Cohen feud, the Australian actress. She still thinks the truth will come out. Oh, listen to the talk. Amid her feud with Sacha Baron. Baron, that's a good name. I like that, Baron. I called my son Sebastian because I thought Sir Bastian sounds good. Immigration changes to target unsustainable migration. The changes to work visa schemes include introducing an English language requirement. Don't we have that already? Do we let these people in that can't even speak English? Migrants that are applying for low-tech, low-skill ones, they've got to know how to speak English before they even come. And could more safety inspectors reduce work deaths? We've got the highest rate in New Zealand, apparently. The minister about that, she's unsure. New Zealand's workplace fatality rate is double that of Australia. And a window smashed as a rock thrown at a Napier bus nearly hits the driver and landed on the passenger seat on someone's lap. Police are now looking for the person who threw the rock, although they understand that there may have been no malicious intent. You're throwing a rock, not malicious. Come on. And Aussie company launches the next evolution in food. More bullshit here. Food technology business Harvest B has filed a patent on the product, which is basically just all it's doing is you're getting your meat and three veggies and stuffing them into one thing into one sort of patty, making it look like it's meat. These vegans, why do they want everything to be, why do they want it to look and taste like meat if they hate meat so much? Why don't they just stay away from meat? Don't eat meat. Become sick then. After about year 10, they don't do very well, the old vegans. How petitions get Parliament's attention. Now, this is a Maori thing. A petition can be effective way for the public to get their attention to Parliament. And it doesn't necessarily need a lot of signatures. Well, of course it does. In a democracy, you need a lot of signatures. You can't just have one or two signatures. You have to have a group of you. That's what democracy means. It means the majority rule. Superman iconic sell, icon, rather comic. A Superman comic. Well, I've got a friend who collects comics. He'll be interested in this story. A Superman comic sells for nearly $10 million. The character was launched in 1938 as Action Comic number one. There it is. Now, leaky homes. If you've got a leaky home, you've ever had a leaky home? Oh, boy, what do? Fix it. That's what you do. Building Minister on learning from the past mistakes. Chris Penk, who was also the Veterans Minister, that's returned serviceman, has asked about whether New Zealand treats, that's whether with an H, whether it treats its service people with respect and dignity that they deserve. And Minister explains, another minister now, Brooke Van Velden, she says it's valid to consider the statistical value of life as the government expands the COVID-19 Royal Inquiry. What does that mean? I don't know. It's a gobbledygook from Brooke. Israel finds body of hostage killed in Gaza. Ceasefire talks resume. Israeli military says it has recovered the body of a 47-year-old farmer who's held hostage in Gaza. And daffodil memory meadows to flush Waikato parks with, over the next two weekends, 20,000 daffodil bulbs will be planted in Hamilton's Henimoa Park and Te Awamutu's Sculpture Park, I think it is. Hate crime law reform. Should New Zealand have laws, new laws? No. Many countries have specific laws against hate crimes or statutes that enhance penalties against crime committed with your tongue. I'm a hate crimer. Yeah, apparently I would be. I'd be considered, hateful. I'm not. I love everyone. Do I? Well, I don't love everyone. I don't love rapists and, murderers and people that are mean to old people and children. I don't love them. But, I would, if they needed some food, if they were hungry, I'd give them something to eat. That's love, isn't it? What is love? Love is when you do things for other people, isn't it? Well, it's what men think anyway. I think it is. I think love is when you obey your parents. That's love. You're showing them respect and love, aren't you? That's what I think love. After all my years, I believe that love. The idea of love, people get confused between love and lust. A little gooey gushy love. It's just nonsense. Love, love, love. What's that? I used to have a friend. She'd say, love, love, love. She never experienced it. She's never been in love. She was too good for the ball. Council funding boost to fight Auckland CBD crime. An employer's representative has welcomed the news of a funding boost to downtown Auckland's safety and security. And vapes are prescription only in Australia. Should New Zealand be the same? Vaping was supposed to stop people from smoking, but instead it's got a new generation hooked on nicotine. There we are. And Mel B, that's for Spice Girls, isn't it? Yes, Mel B, Melanie. She fuels the Spice Girls reunion speculation. Melody B has continued to fuel speculation about Spice Girls reunion by sharing a picture of their mural. And future of Christ Church Cathedral rebuild at risk after a cost blowout. Oh, yes, the Trust on Saturday announced its budget estimate had ballooned from $104 million to $248 million following a four-month investigation, which costs probably $20 million. A magnitude 5.1 quake hits the west coast over the weekend. Magnitude 5.1 struck at 11:37 p.m. Was that yesterday? Sunday. It was just 5 kilometres northwest of Greymouth on the west coast at a depth of, I think it was 35 kilometres. Should we check on that? We'll just check. I'm pretty sure it was 35 kilometres. That doesn't say. Well, maybe it does. Let's have a look. Geotech described the shaking as strong. There were more than 1,400 felt reports, with 6 calling it extreme. Most reports came from the South Island, as far away as Dunedin, while a number of people in the North Island locations, such as Hawke's Bay and Wellington and South Waikato, even Auckland, said that they felt it as well. I thought they normally told you how deep it was, but there are 5 kilometres northwest at a depth of 5 kilometres as well. Oh, there you are. I thought it was deep. How would you know it was 35 kilometres? I've got drills that go down that far, I suppose. Yeah. Mexico breaking diplomatic ties with Ecuador after police, the police raided the embassy, which is a no-no, isn't it? Ecuadorian police broke through the external doors of the embassy in the capital to arrest a former Ecuadorian vice president. And a commander, the Iranian commander, vows revenge for a Syrian strike that killed 2 generals. The strike has been attributed to Israel. Taiwan death toll rises to 13 now. We had 9, I think it was, on Friday. 13 following the magnitude 7.4 quake. The death toll rose to 13 after a third victim was found on the park's Shakadang Trail. Police abandoned 60% of reported cases in 2023. In total, it received 962,521 emergency calls and reports. And this was in 2023 and was up 50% from 2019. Don't know why they, I suppose during COVID, everyone was in the house, weren't they? Beating the wife up. It leads to bad sex and incontinence. So why can't we talk about it? What's that? POP, pelvic organic prolapse. It affects about half of all women. Well, that doesn't seem right, does it? Half of all women. Half of all women must be doing something wrong then if they're getting a flipping prolapse, pelvic organic organ prolapse. That's a prolapse. Is it a rectum? No, rectum blooming near killed them. No, it often is preventable and mostly fixable. There it is. But first, they say you've got to talk about it. Well, you can talk about it. It's women's problems. Billy Guyton, his generous act before his tragic death, well, he donated his brain. Diagnosis with CTE. I'm not sure what that is. The ex-professional rugby player donated his brain to science. He committed suicide, just gave up. And also, the other thing you've got to remember, too, that he was on a lot of drugs. They gave him a lot of pharmaceutical drugs for his mental problems, his anxiety. And, you know, that's the downward spiral. Stay away from all that bullshit. That'll just kill you. And here we are. Here he is, killed himself. They can make you worse. They make you worse. Rubbish. Eventually they catch up with you. So the whole pharmaceutical industry is sorcery anyway. It's almost 25 to 6, roughly, near enough. And silent cancer. What you need to know, the silent cancers happened since 2021. We'll have an in-depth look at Guy Hatchett with the Hatchett Report a little bit later on. Okay, the Chiefs, they crush Moana Pacifica 68-12. The Chiefs have sent a serious statement to Super Rugby Pacifics after to the sides after dispatching Moana Pacifica with that sort of a number, isn't it? That's 68, 12, good grief. And three found guilty in the 2017 quadruple killing of a Washington family. Kristali Kariega, who's 37, and Hunter Sharp and Jonathan Higgins, both 16, were found dead inside their burned home in Seattle. And three have been found guilty of that. And Peter Dinklage, he never imagined, that's a little short fellow, isn't it, a little dwarf. And are we allowed to say dwarf on the radio?
Yeah, why not? They are, that's what they are, aren't they?
They had dwarf throwing, didn't they, Digger?
Yeah, I've never seen it. I can imagine it'd be fun. I mean, first of all, you've got to talk a dwarf into getting thrown around, don't you?
I suppose you do. Peter Dinklage, he's a dwarf, and he never imagined that he'd be a star due to his height. I was wary of it because of my size. The Game of Thrones star said, I think he's a great reactor. He's a nasty little piece in there, his character, isn't it? Lotto first division player wins $1 million, the Powerball. I often say it wrong.
You do, you say a lot's wrong, but we just, you know, it's just grand, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, I suppose it is. A first division player wins $1 million, Powerball rolls over to, it was $23 million, but will roll over on Wednesday, where it will be $26 million. A US man has been charged in a decades-long identity theft that saw victims, the victim was arrested and held in a mental facility after alerting a bank to accounts and debts under his name. Whew. So he got falsely accused. And the son of Sean Diddy Combs' name in new sexual assault case, the victim alleged Combs' son pressured her to drink alcohol before assaulting her. Ah, man. And the love of playing pinball. Oh, yeah, I quite like pinball. I remember, Roger Daltrey. He was in the Pinball Wizard. That was when I first thought, this pinball could be fun. The love of playing pinball runs in the Kiwi family, apparently. Danielle Peck, the daughter of the top-ranked player David Peck, last month took out the Women's Pinball Championship. That's the World Championship. And a man found dead in floodwaters in Sydney. Evacuations continue. The man's death is the second associated with the weather system that's hit Australia over the weekend. NRL, that's rugby, isn't it?
That's rugby.
New Zealand Warriors beat Rabbitohs 34-4 in its third win on the trot for the Warriors as they move inside the top eight for the first time in 2024. Now, MPI, they're more bullshit from MPI. Bird flu that ramps up surveillance after a US man, and I think he was in Texas. He contracts the virus off his cow. What were you doing? What were you doing getting close and personal with your cow?
Well, you had one get close and personal with you, didn't you? He was riding you.
Well, I'll tell you what, if he rode me now, he'd kill me. He's huge. He's grown. But he's still really friendly. I gave him a bit of a pat the other day.
It's nice, is it? 401, isn't it?
Yeah, 401. Now, while the particular strain of bird flu has not been seen in New Zealand, it is spreading over the rest of the world.
Yes, well, what I did last night, I took that story and I sent it off to Dr. Sam Bailey and Dr. Mark Bailey, and hopefully they'll do a video on it saying what bullshit it is.
Digger, you don't normally swear. I don't normally hear you. You normally pick me up on it. Baltimore Bridge, what we know as the third body, has been pulled from the wreckage. Maryland State Police Superintendent Ronald L. Butler said authorities are committed to recovering all of the bodies after that crash. Now, Waikato Expressway too, that's open again following the truck fire. Police said no one was reported to be injured or inside the truck. There we are, lit itself alight, driving itself. Schools can decide if protesters' absence justified, according to principals. Thousands of young people on Friday joined rallies calling for action on climate change. That's just child abuse, telling kids about that. That's like, you know, saying that we are causing the climate to heat up or cool down. That's like saying the instead of the engine driving the vehicle, it's like saying the nuts, the wheel nuts, what powers the engine. Just craziness. Ministry of Health admits it didn't sufficiently brief the mental health minister. The health ministry's proposal to cut 134 jobs has resulted in confusion over whether the suicide prevention office should close or not. Search suspended for a missing tramper, 79-year-old in Waikato Forest, Judy Donovan, has been missing since Saturday, March the 23rd. Essentially cruel, Greens urge government to reconsider live animal exports, reversing the ban on the live animal exports while ensuring the highest standard of animal welfare is part of National's 100-day plan. And floodwater set to rise in Sydney after months... It's a month's worth of rain. More than a month's worth of rain. And that's heading our way too, that rain coming across from Sydney. It's absolutely pouring down over there, isn't it?
Yes, it is. You can use a Bible word, it's pissing down.
It is. It's 22. It's just gone 20 to 7, 6. Oh, 20 to 6. What are we doing up this early? It's madness. Reading news to people while they're driving. Anyway, I hope you're having a bit of fun. What are we doing now?
Let's play a record.
Okay, we'll play a record. What have we got? We had Kelsey Ballerini lined up, Muscle Memory. I like her. Let's have a listen to her, and then I'll be back with more news from around the world and here in New Zealand as well.
Sometimes, or increasingly, like I'm just from a different world than the one we're now in. Certainly a different society. I'm sure it was the same with you when you were growing up, but the Britain I grew up in was a place which liked resilience. I mean, we admired resilience. We didn't admire people who whined and mewled. In fact, those are the people you avoided.
Yeah.
At all costs. Gosh, she's a whiner. God, he's a whiner. I mean, you know, and people said things like, you know, mustn't grumble. It's one of my favourites. How are you, mustn't grumble? Now you'd say, well, actually, I've got stage 4 cancer.
Not sure that's grumbling. I know, but we talked about it like that.
Right, okay.
People from that generation still say things. I have a friend of that generation who's got cancer at the moment, and she's like, oh, it's so boring. Oh, it's so boring. Everyone I grew up with was like that. Now, you might say there's something unhealthy about that, but there's actually something healthy about it, too.
Scraping together all the news and information you need.
It's engaging.
At the top and bottom of the hour. Today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
Staying across Australia's local news when you're overseas has never been easier. For important headlines, Travelling Aussies stream Australia Channel. $6 a month with no lock-in contract. Sign up now for a free week-long trial.
You're listening to Grant Edwards, 88.1 FM, The Wireless, the world at five.
Just gone 5:45 here with Grant and Digger having a bit of fun. We need another coffee, eh, Digger?
Yep. Okay, another coffee.
Now, Counterspin Media, if you don't know who they are the media for New Zealand, the new media. They're the ones that are giving you the truth. That's where the lies come to die. Truth comes to die. At Counterspin Media, and you can find them at counterspinmedia.com. Get over there and see Calvin Alf and Hannah Spera. So we've got an ad from them coming up in a minute. But before we do, I want to tell you about the home of the WIF, and all the other criminals. And they're in Switzerland, and the people in Switzerland, they want them gone. They don't want to be part of it. They want to be neutral.
Geneva looks beautiful. It's beautiful. It has a lake. It has this shadow. It's very peaceful, but there is a dark side to it. Everything evil in the world related to demo side, unfortunately, comes from Geneva. You have WHO in Geneva. You have Gavi. Then you have the WEF, the World Economic Forum, which my father was a co-founder and left Klaus Schwab out of disgust in the early 80s. That has diplomatic immunity. I, as a Swiss citizen, right here now, declare that the WEF is not eligible anymore for diplomatic immunity. I call on the Swiss authorities and security to arrest those people immediately. Why? The WEF, WHO, Gavi, Big Pharma, Big Tech, Bill Gates, all advocated a global humanity injection by a bioweapon injecting nanolipids into 5.7 billion people. And we Swiss are hosting them? That's terrible. We cannot tolerate any entity that promotes poison to be injected into humanity. But you've done it. I'm the victim, I'm dying from it. And my mother too. It's a demo side, and you'll be judged. It will be corrected in the name of humanity.
Maybe there is a Geneva Swiss syndrome, but definitely there is a UN syndrome. Because people are so afraid of what's going on, because the United Nations is occupied, that people in there don't understand. Those who understand keep quiet or try to speak in different ways to help people to wake up. So if you understand that, you know that this was very easy to carve a world government. If you don't have a force that stops that and says, we the people is more important. And that's what we're doing now. We're trying to build a We the People movement that is very global, something completely different. But what is going on in Geneva is the opposite at the moment. There is no right to WHO to give any orders to dictate to the whole world like they have done. And the Global Alliance for Vaccine Immunization, Gavi, got total immunity from the Swiss government. You can find this. admin.lex in the Swiss database. Go and look. This is a coup d'etat, clearly. It's a global crime scene. And we are bringing little pieces of evidence to people with humility, because in science, you always have a doubt. It's a healthy doubt. And I think that is a very important attitude.
I believe personally, Geneva has a better future. Swiss neutrality has to be restored. We have no future not being neutral. The young people who survive through this will be the guarantors, hopefully, that such institutions can never again take foothold in our blessed country. Never again. The snakehead is in Geneva. I call it a direct, clear and present danger to the Swiss population, but I can tell you it is being cut off. If you have a house of cards, and this is a house of cards of a criminal, one card pulled by justice and the whole card house collapses. But from hope alone it is not done. Everybody must now change the spirit. And all the vaccinated, the injected, knowing that they are poisoned, we are the masses. We are billions of people. Let's just stand up and say, stop. We will not comply. And in French, ni oubli, ni pardon. Because we are the guardians of humanity and our light obliterates the darkness of evil. Always.
That's right, it's 9 minutes on my flip six.
Throughout history, the struggle between good and evil has been ever present, from biblical tales to modern times. Today, the New World Order symbolizes the latest manifestation of darkness, epitomized by the Great Reset. However, humanity's great awakening signals our united stand against this malevolence. We are destined to triumph over evil. And now, Counterspin Media is unveiling the Great Awakening and Resisting the Great Reset in this 12-hour truth-a-thon titled Conquering Darkness, Heralding Humanity's Triumph Over the New World Order.
Oh, that's good, isn't it? Hey, that's good. 8 minutes away from six. News, I've got news all the way through for the next few hours. Anyway, don't worry about that. We're doing news. We're doing New Zealand news at the moment.
88.1 FM, the wireless New Zealand news.
Right, well, we're back to the New Zealand news, and the police have named the person who died in a three-vehicle crash in the Otago Gorge. The crash, believed to involve two trucks and a car, happened on last Wednesday. In the morning at the Cromwell Glide Highway, Clyde Highway. And Pure Tuaroa gets a 10-year concession to run the ski field. It follows the government's warning last month that $7 million bailout for the field's previous operators, Ruapehu Alpine Lifts. Bailout, I don't quite understand if it didn't have did that very well. Anyway, Trump demands new judge just days before the hush money criminal trial. Trump's lawyer urged the judge, One M. Merchant, to step aside from the case, alleging bias and a conflict of interest. And the Hamilton mayor's Anzac trip to Belgium criticised amid rape rises. The trip to Hamilton's sister city in Belgium will cost the council $10,000 and allow them to honour the fallen soldiers. Not very, very much, and it's something you need to do, I think. I think it's important. US schools sued after a 9-year-old girl allegedly raped. Oh, my goodness. Oh, this is horrendous. The girl and her parents have since sued the Oregon non-profit organisation, Portland Public Schools, and Multnomah County. Multnomah County. I don't know, that's a strange name, isn't it? And 9 to 5, archaic for working parents. It is. Mum should stay at home, look after the babies. There's been research done on this. You earn more money if he goes out to work and you stay at home, look after the babies. 9 to 5. It seems the immovable part of the work culture, but former New Zealand Army Captain Dr. Ellen Jones, somebody, she's going to say otherwise. Has she got an earring? Oh, no, it's just a bit of dirt on my screen. Okay, I thought she had one of those little sleeper earrings in her eyebrow. Mm. Incredible. A dog missing for 9 months found 3,000 kilometres from home. Mishka had been missing from California since the summer and turned up more than 3,000 kilometres away in Detroit. And Tararua. Tararua keen to relax rules over the Silver Ferns competing in Oz League. Dame Nolene Tuaroa, they've damed her. And Netball New Zealand are on the same page about the need for changes, including relaxing the rules. And King Charles reportedly raring to go on tour. That will include New Zealand. The 75-year-old monarch is reportedly over the moon. It's loony. Following a positive start to his cancer treatment. Christchurch Cathedral rebuild. We talked about that earlier. And the car crash that opened into the fence into the viewing area at Dunedin Speedway over the weekend. No one was injured during the freak accident at Beachland Speedway, according to President Matt Stewart. And the Christchurch Cathedral, the rebuild, now that is completely blown out. We'll have a look at that one in a bit more depth, shall we? The team behind the Christchurch Cathedral reinstatement, the CCRL, says its costs have significantly increased and the project may be mothballed if... No. There's new news on that. That's old. No, that's old. I'll bring you up to date. There's a newer one. I'll bring you up to date on that one there. Let's go across now to News Hub and just have a look at their latest headlines. And I also want to talk to you about the fire in St George's Bay Road in Parnell as well. It's 2 minutes away from six and a lot of damage. 10 fire trucks worked to dampen the large fire. Now, I'll take you back to One News because I think they've got a pretty good report on that. I'll just go to latest news here at onenews.co.nz. Also, I wanted to tell you about that Kiwi actress as well, Anna Paquin. She is not well, poor Anna. Kiwi actress Anna Paquin's been moved by the outpouring of support over her health issues. She's 41. Remember her? What was she in? The Piano, wasn't it? Yeah, Piano. The 41-year-old actress made an appearance at the premiere of her new film, A Bit of Light in New York City, on Wednesday, the local time, and was seen walking the red carpet with a cane alongside her actor-director husband, Stephen Moyer, but insisted that while she is grateful for the well wishes, she will not be elaborating on her condition until she feels ready. Speaking on Spilling the ET, she said, "I'm extraordinarily touched and moved by people showing that they care and are being interested and kind about it. At some point, I will probably elaborate on my own platform in my own words. I'm just really grateful for the support." The actress did not give any update on her condition at the premiere night, but did admit that things hadn't been easy for her. Whilst a source was hopeful that she would make a full recovery soon. The insider said Anna will hopefully make a full recovery. However, despite the issues, Anna declared she feels grateful at still being able to work after sharing her career. Rather, she started her career as a child star in The Piano. It was The Piano, where she earned an Oscar nomination at the age of 11. She told People magazine her first love was independent filmmaking, and that's how I entered the film industry, she said, and I was working with people who were all about telling stories and telling them with integrity and truth. In her new film, which was directed by Moyer, her husband, Anna plays an alcoholic mother who loses custody of her children. She said the role, not everyone ends up having the journey with motherhood that they have hoped and planned for. We're all flawed and imperfect, she said. My character, Ella, is kind of on some level repeating some sort of familial pattern as far as stuffing feelings down. Oh. Okay. She said it's very relatable because there are so many ways that people can get in their own way and sort of learn to cope with trauma. Yeah, that's Anna Paquin. I thought she was great in The Piano. South Island, they welcomed the largest waka fleet in centuries for a new festival. I think it's a new festival. Anyway, four waka haurua arrived at the Kai Teritiri to kick off the third instalment of the Te Hau Kaumaru National Waka Haurua Festival. There we are. Independent panel set to review 2050 methane targets. More bullshit from the government. The bullshit climate change minister, Simon Watts. Just you dickhead. Simon Watts and agricultural minister Todd McClay. You're in half-wood as well for entertaining this nonsense, agricultural minister. Boy, it's all designed to destroy farming and because they want to control the food. Police named person who died in a three-vehicle crash. We talked about that. Tourer, Trump demands. We're getting back to old news now. Okay, well, let's move across to... I wanted to tell you about that fire. Let's go back to the beginning here and we'll do a quick refresh and I'll just see... community help. Where is this fire thing? The Ghostbuster Ernie Hudson, he nearly died actually. Ghostbuster star reveals he nearly died after what saved him. Ernie Hudson could have died after a doctor gave him the wrong medical advice. He had to have one of those colostomy bags or whatever they call it too as well. But something happened. His wife actually was proactive and she got him off to hospital. He said, I think urine was sort of leaking around his body and that can poison you. Vestapen, he bounces back with a dominant win at the Japanese Grand Prix. That was a very lovely race. Oh, we talked about that, didn't we? Now, where is this business on the backpackers? Here we are. Here's the story. Now, people were seen running from a large building fire at the backpackers in Auckland's Parnell yesterday afternoon. Fire and Emergency New Zealand and St John's Ambulance and also police were on the scene with 16 fire trucks. The other newspaper said it was 10. 16 fire trucks being used to battle the blaze at about 4:30 yesterday. Fire New Zealand said the fire was now contained, of course, and the update just after 7 o'clock last night. The footage provided to One News showed a crowd gathering on the street watching as the blaze consumed the property. An eyewitness said that they saw people running from the inferno when it first broke. And it looks like the whole top floor, the whole roof is gone. Assistant Commissioner Gary Lane said crews will remain on standby overnight and monitor the situation, so they're still there this morning. The cause of the fire will begin to be investigated by Fire New Zealand today. St John said there were currently no injuries to report, but the situation is ongoing. A man called Benjamin, who had been staying at the backpackers for the first 3 weeks, he told One New Zealand there were around 10 people living there before it went up in flames. He said, I heard the smoke alarm go off. Smoke started billowing into my room, and then I saw the whole hallway was black. And so he said, I jumped out the window onto the roof and got out of there. ACT Party leader, MP for Epsom, David Seymour, also visited the scene at around 6:30 last night. The main priority, he says, is to make sure everyone got out safely and that they have a place to sleep tonight. Well, you're going to sleep at your place, David. Yeah, open her up. Police have taken a person into custody, or they had taken a person into custody after reports of a disorder at the property, but they have since been released without being charged. The public are being asked to avoid the area while emergency services remain at the scene. There we are. That is the story on the backpackers. We'll go across and have a look at international news in a moment. We'll just have a quick look and see if there's anything new that's come through from radionewzealand.co.nz, rnz.co.nz, I should say. Investigators to probe the cause of the fire at the Auckland Backpackers Lodge. Firefighters remain on standby overnight after the hostel in Parnell went up in flames. That's just come through 30 minutes ago. Other stories, what have we got here? Fuming over transport policy in the detail, the government is releasing policy statement that guide its priorities and funding into the future, but one in particular has met with angry feedback. You can have a listen to that one at the detail, and you'll find that at rnz.co.nz. And the new Kāinga Ora development, Kāinga Ora is looking after naughty boys and girls, isn't it? Well, kids that are, you know, parents have been taken off their parents. I think it is. Anyway, Gisborne will be housing 31 family. What are you talking about, family? Far now. What's this? 31 family? Well, are they all Maoris? Maybe they are. Maybe that's what we've got there. Families include 24 Tamariki, which is children. Gosh, I wish you'd just speak English. Who will now be in the secure and stable home. Really? That's just come through a couple of minutes ago. And hell on earth to validation. Names tied to horrific abuses likely to be dropped. The Christchurch Street and a park associated with abuse of children and young people are likely to have name changes. Oh, that'll fix it. Not. Immigration changes to target unsustainable migration. We'll look at that one in a bit more detail now. That one is, well, the government, they are planning. The government is bringing immediate changes to the accredited employer work visa, which it says will help protect migrants from exploitation and address unsustainable net migration. Last year, 2023, a near record 170, can you believe this? 173 flipping foreigners, non-New Zealand citizens, migrated to New Zealand. The changes to the work visa scheme include introducing an English language requirement, absolutely, for migrants applying for low-skilled jobs. There should be no migrants applying for low-skilled jobs. We've got enough low-skilled people here, uneducated people, but they're skillful in other areas. You know, they've got some, they're good with their hands. We've got plenty of them. You've put them on the dole. You need to reduce the dole money, that's benefit, reduce that down so that it's more profitable to go out to work instead of stay home and put your feet up and get in the way of your missus. A number of construction roles will also no longer be added to the green light list due to less demand, and the franchise accredited category will be disestablished. Immigration Minister Erica Stanford said the changes focus on using the local labour market first. Good, that's what I've always said, while still attracting high-skilled migrants where there are skills shortages. She said getting our immigration settings right is critical to the government's plan to rebuild the economy. She said that on Sunday. She went on to say that the government is focusing on attracting and retaining highly skilled migrants, such as secondary teachers, where they're... Bring them in from England, I say. Yep, skilled migrants, secondary school teachers. We've got plenty here. Pay them properly and they'll want to work instead of going overseas. There is a skill shortage. Yeah, there is a skill shortage because they've been given a raw deal. And there are a lot of wokies, aren't there? You know, the way to fix things, if you want to change the medical situation, if you want to change education, you've got to actually go and have a clean out in the ministry, in the department, the bureaucrats, and the people, and the schools as well. Like if you want to fix elections, and no, if you want to fix the problem with journalism in this country, well, you've got to go, where do the journalists learn? They go to journalism schools. They've got a whole lot of woke teachers, haven't they? I know, I was married to one. Or either that, they just say what they're allowed to say. It's all groupthink with journalism. Getting our immigration settings right is critical, she says. She said having an English language requirement, which meant migrants would be better able to understand their rights. It's not about that. It's just, but we don't want flipping people who can't even speak English in our country. It's an English country. We're supposed to be a Protestant country as well. Did you know that? The king is the head of the Protestant church, and New Zealand is, and he's the head of our state. He's a Protestant, and he's supposed to uphold the 39 articles of faith from the Church of England, which say one of the articles. I'll read it to you. I can remember it. I bet you can't remember. I bet I can. It says the Roman Catholic doctrine of transubstantiation, that's where they turn the wafer into Jesus' body and the blood and the wine into his real blood. That's what they reckon. That's what they do. The body of Christ. That is a repugnant to the word of God. There we are. That's one. What's another one? I don't know. There's a few of them there. I told you can't remember. You didn't even say it right. Oh, well, we'll be right. Now these changes, according to Erica Stanford, I think that's who it is, they are a start to a more comprehensive work program to create smarter immigration system that manages net immigration or migration. It responds to our changing economic context, attracts top talent, revitalizes international education, is self-funding and sustainable, and better manages risk. The changes are immediate. Applying for from today, Monday, the 8th of April, the full list of changes to the AEWV scheme can now be found on the migration website. And you can find the link to that at rnz.co.nz. Now, there's the solar eclipse on the 8th. That's today, but it's going to be tomorrow for the ones in America because we're a bit ahead of them, aren't we? Solar eclipse offers a window into the universe's secrets. More bullshit. Fuming over transport policy or the detail. Did we talk about that earlier? You might have done. Yeah, you have, haven't we? Yeah. Chinese philosophy should be for everyone, everyday Kiwis, the art of cultural translation. Oh, piss off. A minister not convinced fire and emergency needs further levy boost. Mm-hmm. Good news, stories that... No. Should we have listened to the 5 o'clock bulletin? I hope it's Vicky Mackay. I like Vicky. Come on, Vicky.
RNZ News at 5.
Oh, it's Peter McIlwain. Oh, he's all right. We'll have a listen, see what they're going to say.
At the Marie, I'm Peter McIlwain. People living near an Auckland backpackers that was engulfed by fire yesterday afternoon say police were regular visitors. Fire and emergency was called to the City Garden Lodge in Parnell just after 4:30 and says the building has been extensively damaged. Police say about 10 people were evacuated. Locals John and Ira Eichelbaum say the lodge's residents are often causing trouble in the area and some were outside the building fighting over who might have caused the blaze. John and Ira Eichelbaum say some residents wear electronic monitoring ankle bracelets. A scene guard remains in place.
Gotta be joking.
And fire investigators will today work to determine the cause of the fire. Police say a gang-related shooting after a fiery rugby match in Hastings on Saturday is appalling. No one was hurt, but shots were fired into a van carrying the young Māori Party Club's team as it left Tamatea Rugby Club after the game was abandoned due to safety concerns. Hawke's Bay Area Commander Inspector Lincoln Sycamore says the community is a safe place to live. Inspector Sycamore says police are following strong leads and reviewing CCTV footage throughout Hastings to identify those involved. Te Whata Ora Health NZ says a brand new surgical facility that is sitting empty at North Shore Hospital has yet to have its funding decided for the coming financial year. Construction of the 150-bed, 8-theatre Totara Haumaru building is complete, but the opening of its first two floors this month has been delayed with no new date set. Te Whata Ora's head of hospital and specialist services, Fiona Dugan, says only that it will be mid-year. She also says there is no date for when the building will be fully up and running, as that's a long-term strategy requiring funding for additional work. Fiona Dugan says it's a wonderful facility that will be used for patients across Auckland and Northland. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel is a step away from victory after 6 months of the Israel-Gaza war. His comments came as the Israeli military announced it was withdrawing most of its ground forces from southern Gaza after almost 4 months of fighting in and around the city of Khan Yunis. Meanwhile, a new series of talks is expected to begin in Egypt, aimed at reaching a ceasefire and hostage release deal between Israel and Hamas. Mr. Netanyahu says while Israel is ready for a deal, there will be no ceasefire without the return of hostages.
Surrendering to Hamas's demands will allow it to try to repeat the crimes of October 7 again and again, as it has promised to do. Hamas hopes that the pressure from outside and inside will make Israel surrender to these extreme demands. It will not happen.
The Russian President Vladimir Putin has ordered his emergency minister, Alexander Kurenkov, to visit two cities in the Ural Mountains, where more than 60,000 people have been evacuated because of flooding. Melting snow and torrential rain in the region have caused severe floods in both Russia and neighbouring Kazakhstan. The BBC's Nikki Cardwell reports.
River levels across the Ural Mountains started rising a couple of days ago when a heat wave caused winter snows to melt rapidly. Torrential rains have added to the problem. In Kazakhstan, 63,000 people have been evacuated and a state of emergency declared in 10 regions. Whole villages have been swept away. The Kazakh president has described the flooding as the worst natural disaster to hit the country for 80 years. In Russia, the mayor of the city of Orsk, where a dam was breached on Friday, says water levels are still rising.
And a US lottery, Powerball, says a single ticket sold in the state of Oregon on Saturday has won one of America's largest jackpots ever, more than $1.3 billion. The winner can take a lump sum payment of $621 million now or have the total amount in annual payments. In sport, Sophie Devine ensured the New Zealand cricketers ended their home summer with a resounding victory yesterday. Devine brought up a century off the final ball in the third ODI against England to see the White Ferns home with 66 balls to spare and 7 wickets in hand. She hammered 11 fours and 4 sixes in her innings as the series ended 2-1 to England. And late equaliser secured a thrilling comeback for Rangers when they held Celtic to a 3-3 draw in Sunday's Old Firm derby.
There you are. Thank you very much, Peter. Peter McElwain from RNZ News. You can find those news reports at rnz.co.nz. In a moment, we'll have more international news.
One day, they took us out to a big field. They said, it's going to be a demonstration today. We said, what kind of demonstration? Shut up and sit down. So we sit down. 3 C-47s come out of the sky, fly out in front of us in the field, and then we see the doors open, and we see guys throwing themselves out of the doors, and little white things open up, and they come floating down to the ground. You know, paratroops were brand new in World War II. They just getting started. And we see these guys get on the ground, roll up their chutes, come double-timing across the field. They line up in front of us, and the captain comes by and says, all right, this is the United States Parachute Corps. We're looking for a few good men. You have to be a graduate of the infantry school and have all your advanced infantry training. Who wants a volunteer? But throw yourself out of an airplane. And he said, and there's $50 extra a month jump pay. That's how I ended up volunteering for the paratroopers.